Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Come on and just begin to give God praise. No ordinary day. Just begin to thank the Lord. Just begin to give Him praise. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done. Thank you, Jesus, for being my way maker. Thank you, Jesus, for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Thank you, Jesus, for opening doors. Just begin to praise God. Wherever you are, He's worthy. Well, 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 well. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire Devotion live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. I welcome you here today to everyone tuned in live online and those on the phone, as well as those of you who will listen to the recording later. I say listen to God's word today and grow in every area of your life. Our teaching for today comes from the book of Luke, chapter 14, verses 26 through 32. Again, that is Luke, chapter 14, verses 26 through 32 in the New Testament. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in and stay connected with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire Devotion, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org, or just follow the podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Rossi.org is spelled R-A-W-S-I, and then blogtalkradio.com is one word. Now, if you cannot tune in live at 7 a.m. Eastern, still ensure that you don't miss spending your daily time with the Lord by following the show. Follow on blogtalkradio.com and follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222, so the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can bless someone else's soul by forwarding that text. Again, text the message DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Finally, you can connect with me on social media using my name, Rossi Williams, for Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I, so that's Rossi Williams. And make sure you visit the website. You can see prior sermons there, video sermons. You can send me your prayer requests and testimonies. You can also sow a seed into the ministry as I prepare to go into full-time television ministry in 2021 to help bring souls to Christ. We're in the last days, and we need to get this gospel out. And going into television is a huge leap of faith, which costs tens of thousands of dollars to sign the contract. So go to rossi.org and sow a seed of whatever your heart desires. Just click the Donate to Make a Difference button or send to Cash App, $ Rossi Williams. All right, praise the Lord. Make sure you do those things. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to Luke 14, verses 26 through 32, reading from the KJV. If any man come to me, this is Jesus speaking, and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, in his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish it. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him, that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an embassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whoso be he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire devotion is, what is it worth to you? What is it worth to you? What is what worth? Evangelist Williams, you may ask. The answer is, whatever it is that you really desire to do. What is it worth to you? Have you counted up the cost of what it takes to be whom God has purposed you to be? Have you counted up the cost of what it takes to be in a long-lasting, passionately loving, happy, faithful marriage? Have you counted up the cost of what it takes to not only start the business, but to sustain and grow the business? Have you counted up the cost of what it will take to obtain that bachelor's degree or that master's or that doctorate? What is it worth to you to lose the weight that you said you want to lose by the end of this year? What is it worth to you to get yourself back in shape? For anything that is important to you, for everyone that who is important to you, have you counted up the cost? Have you paid attention to the sacrifice which you must make? What is it worth to you? Ah, glory. I'm already feeling the power of this teaching, aren't you? In the book of Luke, chapter 14, that I just read unto you, Jesus was talking to the disciples about what it takes to follow him, what it takes to be his disciple, and talking to us as well, talking to the people about it takes more than lip service to say you want to follow me. It takes more than just walking around with your head pumped up because you got a title. It takes more than just being called pastor to be a pastor. It takes more than just being called an evangelist to be an evangelist. Are you delivering the word to anyone? Are you saving souls and winning people to the kingdom? It takes more than just being the mayor to be a mayor, or than being a congressman or being the president. It takes more than just being titled the first lady or lady of the church. It takes more than just opening a business and hanging up your shingle or hanging a sign. What is it worth to you? So he started off by really catching their attention. He said in the first verse that I read unto you in verse number 26, if any person wants to come to me and hate not his father, mother, wife, children, brethren, sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. In other words, you have to be willing to put me first, is what he was saying. So he wasn't biting his tongue there, as some say. He wasn't holding back or playing the radio, as my youngest sister would say. He started out by letting them know
You must be able to answer the question, what is it worth to you to come after me? If you are unwilling to put me first, don't even waste your time. If you can't love me more than your own parents, your wife, your children, your siblings, your own life, don't even waste your time. He went farther then to even tell them that whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So it's not enough. In other words, he was telling them that you put me first. But you have to be willing to put me first always. You have to count up the cost, he said. Because what person starts to build a house, he begins to break this down for them. And doesn't first sit down to see how much it costs to build it. Lest he start building it and run out of money, and then everyone will laugh at him because they'll see you laid the foundation, but you couldn't complete the house. Or what king goes to war and doesn't sit down first and determine what will it cost to go to war before he does it? And then once he determines the cost, he must determine, is it worth it? If you would not, and if you can't determine that it's worth it to follow me, he was saying, then don't even try to waste time being my disciple, because to obtain this life, to obtain eternal life with me, to obtain that crown of righteousness, it will cost you something. Brothers and sisters, that is the issue with a lot of us today. The reason that you are not where you want to be is because it was not worth it to you. The sacrifice that you needed to make, it wasn't worth it to you. Oh, you wrote it down. You wrote down your business plan. You wrote down your strategy. But you were not willing to get up in the wee hours of the morning and have to put in the extra work. You seek work. You see, it really wasn't worth it to you. Oh, you bought you a place or rented you out a place or set up your website. Oh, you told everybody about the business and put out your business card. But to have to dedicate the time to get it off the ground, and to have to take some time to be mentored, or to have to take some time to go through some trial and error. I'm speaking not only as an evangelist, but someone who started my law office from scratch, and all of the trials and errors I went through, all of the times I messed up, but I had to seek that mentor and learn. Oh, because it's worth it to me to get it to where it is today. What is your marriage worth to you? Is it worth being able to get through that to that 10th anniversary, that 20th anniversary, that 30th anniversary, that 25th silver anniversary, that 50th golden anniversary? What is it worth to you to be able to finish up with the person with whom you started? Now, for me, I am divorced. Let's be transparent. So I couldn't get there with that person, and that was through my own fault, no fault of his. Not because I was out cheating or doing wrong. None of that ever happened. I was just disobedient because I was so independent that I didn't know how to be interdependent. But it's worth it to me to not make that mistake in this next marriage. It's worth it to me. So I'm sitting down and going to some seminars as we're in this time of COVID-19 and we're talking about Zoom. I have a younger cousin who's been married, I think it's now 26 years, and I love her marriage. She's younger than me. And oh, they are passionately on fire and in love with each other. And she's doing a seminar. I'm going to put this information on my website on rossi.org. It's free. She and two other women of the Lord, and you might want to sit through it. What is it worth it to you? My pastor and his wife have been married over 20-something years. She always said, don't call me first lady because I'm the one and only. Oh, one of my good friends, she and her husband, I think they're on there about their 30th year now. See, if it's worth it to you to be successful in a certain thing, then you will get around people who've had success. You'll also talk to people who've had failures because you don't want to end up in that failure. But only if their mindset is to share the failure with you to encourage you not to go down that road. I share my divorce with people to encourage them, stay together if you can, because I messed up a great marriage. What is it worth it to you? If you want to be an entrepreneur, are you taking any classes? Do you have a mentor? Are you willing to be obedient to the mentor, to learn from someone who also went through trials and errors but is now successful? If you want a college degree, have you sat down and talked with someone who's gone through college and the levels that you're trying to get to learn what you need to know to get tips to be successful? If you want to lose weight, are you around other people who are losing weight? Did you sign yourself up for a class in the gym? What is it worth to you? And most importantly, and we're about to go into prayer and do the altar call and end with your task for today. If you want to make it to heaven, have you given your life to Christ? Have you put Jesus first, as he said in Luke 14, verse 26? Have you taken up your cross? Have you counted up the cost of the fact that you may have to let some people go? Have you counted up the cost that you may have to let go of some past things and situations? Huh? Have you counted up the sacrifice of making and putting Jesus first always? What is it worth to you? Glory. To live not only this life in victory, but eternal life. Have you counted up the cost? And if so, have you decided if it's worth it? I'll tell you, living with Jesus is worth it. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory today. Father, we just thank you for this word. Lord, we have determined that it is worth it. Our relationships are worth it. Our children are worth it. Having happy life is worth it. Being successful in life, for whatever the measurement of success is to each of us, is worth it. Living with you in peace and seeing you after we pass away in peace and living in glory. Ah, it's so worth that. Being a person who positively changes the world for the better, it is worth it. Now, Father, help us, Lord, to sit down and count up the cost. To look down, sit down and strategically plan out what it takes to be successful. And not only to be successful, but to sustain success. Help us to prioritize you first. And then our spouse and our children. Glory. Then our parents and extended family. Then the church building. Then our businesses and friends and family. Ah! Because they're worth it. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone listening. Touch them and heal them. Open doors and make ways. Answer their prayers. Encourage them right now. Encourage them right now. Encourage them right now that the best for them is yet to come. Trouble won't last always. The best for you is yet to come. Trouble will not last always. Rain down your blessings on them. Open the windows of heaven and pour them out such blessings there's not room to receive it. In Jesus' name we pray and say thank you. We say hallelujah. 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 We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. In Jesus' name, we say amen. Oh, come on and praise him. As I do the altar call and end with your task, come on and praise him. Wherever you are, just begin to thank him. Because now you've decided that it's worth it. Hallelujah. For those of you who aren't saved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who started the project but couldn't finish it because you failed to first sit down and count up the cost, and now everyone's laughing at you because you couldn't finish what you started, I'm about to get you back into the building. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin. Glory. I repent of my backsliding. I repent of starting but not continuing. I repent of starting but not finishing. I repent of not counting up the cost first. I repent of not making sure it was worth it. And Lord, I ask forgiveness right now. Now, Lord, I want to do what is necessary to live with you forever in your kingdom. I want to do what is necessary to have success here on earth as well. So I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. Now, Lord, I confess that I will put you first in all things. I will seek your guidance. I will seek your will. I will sit down and count up the cost for everything I desire. And then I'll put my plan in action. And I'll do what it takes to obtain success. In the name of Jesus, I say glory. In your name, Lord, I say hallelujah. I say thank you. I say thank you. I say thank you. I have the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Welcome home. Make sure you're the good Bible-believing church. You're attending in person or online, however your church is having service. And if your church isn't having online services nor in person, I invite you to tune in with us at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, Sundays at 11 a.m. Eastern and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Facebook or YouTube. First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami, Florida, Pastor Errol Cooper Sr., E-R-R-O-L, and Lady Tony Cooper. All right, we got to go, so let me give you your task. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion, here with Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, is what is it worth to you? Your task for today is to sit down and first write out what your priorities are. What is it that you want? If you could have life living in any way you want and have everything you want, what would that look like? Write that down, because that's what it is to you. And understand, and I mean in every area, okay? It's nothing wrong with wanting to lose weight. That doesn't diminish you as a Christian. Or saying you want to be married, or you want a better love life in your marriage, you want more passion in your marriage, or you want to do something with your looks. As long as it's not something that's a sin, don't let people bind you up over their own preferences and their own doctrines, okay? So if it's not a sin and you want it, for instance, you want a better sex life in your marriage, but you can't bring someone else in. You see that distinction? Someone else is, now that's a sin. You, even if you and your husband consent, it's still adultery. You understand? But you want that better passion there. And you know whatever it takes for your husband or your wife, for the two of you to elevate your marriage that way. Write it down. This is between you and God. Be truthful. Be frank. Tell the Lord, God, if I could have my life any way I wanted it, this is what I want. That's the it for you. What it financially, it professionally, it career-wise, it relationship-wise, it in your family, it in your health, it in your weight, it in your recreation, your vacation. Maybe it for you is you want a Harley. You see what I mean? What is it? And there should be multiple its, right? Because you're talking about what your life would look like in every area. Then count up the cost. What will it take for me to get to those its, to that it? And after you've written it down and you've counted up the cost, now you can answer the question, is it worth it to me? Maybe some of those things you'll determine you really don't want right now. And that's okay. What is it worth to you? If it means something, if it means everything, then you'll do what it takes to get it. All right? Like I am. To get married, I'm going to do what it takes to have myself in order. All right. I'll see you live tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. Make sure you visit rossi.org. You send me your prayer requests, your testimonies. You sow a seed to help save more souls. Make sure you text DF to phone number 33222 right now so that you can get this word and you can share that text with someone else who needs to hear it. All right, I love you. What is it worth to you? Tell us to call. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm putting in the word. Okay, just work.
It's been a long time coming, but I know.